Hey, I'm Brooke Anderson.
6:23 on the KDKA Afternoon News with Lifestyle Editor Shelley Duffy.
Manipulate. The official definition is to manage or utilize skillfully. It definitely has a negative connotation in many cases, but according to Colin Christopher, a certified clinical hypnotherapist and author of the book Success Through Manipulation, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Have you ever been to like a horror movie? You're watching the movie and you get scared, your pulse and your breathing speed up, and, maybe you get the goosebumps. I mean, there's no actual real danger, but you get all those dangerous feelings. So when you actually examine your mind and look at your subconscious and you approach it the same way as a movie, for example, you can change your physical, mental, and emotional reactions so that just kind of similar to what a movie does, except doing it in a positive way.
But there's also this to consider.
How your subconscious mind perceives information around it, like when you're communicating with people. Like, for example, subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between can't and don't versus doing. So, for example, if I say don't think of the Statue of Liberty for half a second, your subconscious mind and your mind just kind of pictures the Statue of Liberty. Then you're like, okay, so how do I not picture that? It's already working on you. So it's a matter of using the right language and terminology to in a way that your subconscious mind can take it, understand it, interpret it, and use it to your advantage.
So where do we start?
One of the things is, like, when you're actually speaking to people, is speaking low, softer, calmer tones versus higher pitched or quick tones. Like, the faster usually people talk or the higher pitch their speech is, the less likely the person is to trust a person. So when you slow down, people are more receptive to those kinds of tones.
Christopher says here's another way to achieve your goal with someone.
If you want somebody to do something, like, for example, with children, like if they're running at the swimming pool or something like that, you tell them to slow down. If you say don't run, all their mind is thinking about when they're excited is running.
Touch is also very important, especially when it comes to making relationships work.
Especially with relationship partners, the couples that I see, a lot of times, like when they're fighting or something like that and things aren't going well, they'll sometimes hug each other. And the problem with that is it gives them a physical anchor or a physical trigger that every time that they hug later on in the future, they go back to this disturbing emotion of fighting or anger or whatever it is. So what I tell them to do is to actually stop doing the touching when they're angry and actually do like hugging or just touching each other gently on the arm or the hand when they're in a good mood, so that it reinforces the physical trigger of being in a good mood whenever they touch.
If you'd like more information on the power of the mind and how to use it, visit successthroughmanipulationbook.com.